USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran is now admitting they shut down Ukrainian Flight 752. They say the plane was mistaken for a hostile target in the aftermath of the airstrikes in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi wants President Trump's chief diplomat to send a team to Iraq and come up with a plan to withdraw American troops from the country. The Prime Minister's office said Mahdi asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in a phone call Thursday to send delegates to lay down the mechanisms for safely withdrawing troops from Iraq. Thousands of protesters returned to the streets of Baghdad, criticizing both the U.S. and Iran. President Trump has threatened to sanction Iran economically if it asks for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the U.S. hasn't decided whether to recall the troops from Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Severe weather across the southern U.S. is threatening nearly 40 million Americans with damaging thunderstorms and tornadoes. The storms are expected to spread into Arkansas, East Texas, and Louisiana. The Trump administration says it won't target sites of cultural or religious importance in a future conflict with Iran. But now there's growing concerns over unintended collateral damage to those sites. USA's John Clemens reports.
Iran has many sites that are important to Jews and to Christians in the predominantly Muslim nation. Many are protected World Heritage Sites, including the tomb of Daniel, the tomb of Esther, and to Mordecai. People like Seema Golestana of Middle East Studies at Cornell University is concerned about possible collateral damage if war heats up.
Collateral damage is inevitable because many of these sites are inside cities, mostly civilian populations. In many cases, there's nowhere near military bases.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Flu season is still hanging on. USA Radio's John Hunt has an update.
This season's flu continues to hit children and young adults particularly hard, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting there have been twice as many pediatric flu deaths than the same time last year. What's more, a second strain of the virus that more commonly infects younger people is becoming more widespread. Experts say this year's flu could end up being less severe overall based on two indicators: hospitalizations and deaths. That's because this season's virus strains are hitting younger, healthier people. This past week, the CDC received 5 new reports of children who died from the flu, bringing the number of pediatric flu deaths to 32 so far this season. The agency estimates that 9.7 million people have had the flu this season, with 4,800 deaths reported so far. 49 states, plus Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, are reporting either regional or widespread flu activity. Hawaii is the sole exception. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Green Bay Packers are asking for help. They're putting out a call for 700 people to show up today and help shovel snow from the seats of Lambeau Field before the big playoff game against the Seahawks. Forecasters say as much as 10 inches of snow are predicted for the area. Those who show up will be paid $12 an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.